With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump could soon name a new Fed chair. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
The president said he'd be making a decision in the next week or two on who should replace Fed Chairman Jerome Powell.
I'm looking for somebody that will be honest with interest rates.
Powell's term expires in May. On Wednesday, he criticized the Fed's quarter-point interest rate cut as too small, saying he would have preferred at least double. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump says that Thai and Cambodian leaders have agreed to renew a truce after days of deadly clashes had threatened to undo a ceasefire that his administration helped broker earlier this year.
President Trump announced the agreement to restart the ceasefire in a social media posting following calls with the prime ministers of Thailand and Cambodia. The Republican president said that Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim played an important role in helping him push Thailand and Cambodia to once again agree to cease fighting. The original ceasefire in July was brokered by Malaysia and pushed through by pressure from President Trump, who threatened to withhold trade privileges unless Thailand and Cambodia agreed. It was formalized in more detail in October at a regional meeting in Malaysia that Mr. Trump attended. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
At least two people have been killed in a drone attack in Russia's Saratov region. According to local authorities, the attack damaged a residential building and affected a kindergarten and clinic. Russia's defense ministry says it shot down 41 Ukrainian drones overnight. Record floodwaters are slowly receding in Washington state after triggering evacuations, inundating communities, and prompting dramatic rescues from rooftops and vehicles. But authorities warn that waters will remain high for days, and there is still danger from potential levee failures or mudslides. There's also the threat of more rain arriving on Sunday. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington asked the question, would you like to live in the past or the future?
A new poll from the Pew Research Center reveals that 45% of American adults say, given the chance, they would cheerfully hop in a time machine and live the rest of their lives in the past. Most of those folks would be content to go back just 50 years. It's 1975. Only 14% of respondents say they'd like to live in the future. The numbers echo other polls that indicate a lot of people long for an America that was simpler, stronger, and more religious. Michael Harrington reporting.
A gay pride flag has been moved to a new location inside England's Tottenham soccer stadium for the Champions League match against Sparta Prague following a request from the Czech team. The Progress pride flag is constantly displayed in the northeast corner of the stadium, close to the area of the stands where visiting fans sit. For the match against the Czechs, the flag is now in the southwest corner of the stadium. This is SRN News. Tech stocks slowed the markets yesterday.
More drops for superstar AI stocks knocked Wall Street off its all-time highs. The S&P 500 fell 1.1% Friday. It was the worst day for the index in 3 weeks. The weakness for tech stocks pulled the Nasdaq Composite down 1.7%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gave back 245 points. That's about 0.5%. Broadcom sank 11%. Other AI market darlings were also lower. Oracle pulled back another 4.5%. Nvidia skidded 3.3%. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury climbed to 4.18%. Seth Sutel, New York.
The Treasury Department is targeting businesses used to send money abroad as the Trump administration ramps up investigations into fraud within Minnesota's Somali community. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.